الحمد لله رب العالمين، العاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وسع الخلائق خيره ولم يسع الناس غيره. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، بلغ عن الله رسالاته ونصح له في برياته، فجزاه الله بأفضل ما جزى به نبيا عن أمته. اللهم وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى من اقتفى أثره واتبع سنته ومنهجه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم لا تجعل فينا ولا من بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يحرم هذه الجباه الراكعة الساجدة عن النار، وأن يبيضها يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه، وأن يجعلهم ممن يؤتون كتابهم بيمينهم. اللهم إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم آمين. We'll continue inshallah where we stopped last week inshallah, but very briefly, since some of the recording was not working last week, about believing in Isa alayhi salam. As the Mu'allif said in the chapter 23, chapter 23, believing in Isa alayhi salam, believing in him coming down to, of course the Mu'allif said, ينزل يقتل الدجال ويتزوج ويصلي خلف القائم من آل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ويموت ويدفنه المسلمون. We know that يقتل الدجال is a fact from what we learn from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Isa عليه السلام, his mission is to come back to establish justice. And at the time, justice will not be established without getting rid of الدجال, which is the biggest fitna on earth, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described, and as he instructed us, let one of you not wish to meet ad-Dajjal, because the possibility if someone meet ad-Dajjal that he will fall into his trap of fitan. So this is how serious it is. So he will kill ad-Dajjal, that's a fact. He will come down, of course, it's a fact. Killing ad-Dajjal is fact. يتزوج, this is, I don't see any as the Mu'allif said, any support of it, any support that Isa alayhi salam come back to Zawaj. يصلي خلف رجل من آل محمد, that's a fact, because Isa alayhi salam will pray behind Al-Mahdi. And Al-Mahdi, when he see Isa alayhi salam, who is higher space status here? Isa or Al-Mahdi? Isa alayhi salam, هو رسول المجتبى. Allah SWT mentioned this in Surah Al-Imran, you know, and other surah about Isa alayhi salam. So Isa alayhi salam, as respect to the Ummah of Muhammad, he will let Mahdi lead the Salah, and Isa alayhi salam will pray behind him. This is a fact. And Isa alayhi salam يموت ويدفنه المسلمون, this is a fact, because Allah SWT told the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم وما جعلنا لبشر من قبلك الخلد أفإن مت فهم الخالدون. So nobody will live on this earth forever. And another ayah, Allah SWT told the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Brothers, every day we are living on this earth that we know that we are getting closer to our qabr. True or not?
True.
Look at you, wake up in the morning, you see all these pains and aching. And what is left in this dunya? What's left? We need to run out of this life and cause, you know, like competition, financial competition, number one. And number two, causing corruption and fitan between each other. For what? And when you know that if you lay helpless in your bed, sick, that you yourself will not benefit yourself. You need somebody to feel pity on you to help you. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Imagine the person who do it on themselves when they're in the hospital with Allah SWT al-afwa al-afya. We ask Allah SWT to protect them. How many out there in the hospitals, they do it on themselves? Do you know the people around them, they are not feeling comfortable to clean them? This is you, Ibn Adam. So don't feel too arrogant. Don't feel too proud of yourself and all what you're buying for yourself. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Don't walk on earth arrogant. At the end, you are ضعيف, weak. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضعيفة. Man created weak. So Isa عليه السلام, like every creation of Allah, will taste death. ويدفنه المسلمون. Indeed, he will be buried just like everyone else. Who taught us to how to bury the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? Him, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He told us how to wash our bodies and how to bury them and how to pray on them. Subhanallah. And what to say when you are firstborn. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is teaching us all the good from the time we come to this life crying and those around us what? Smiling, happy. To the time that we leave this dunya, they are crying and you are inshallah smiling. Inshallah smiling. Smiling for what? يستبشرون بنعمة من الله وفضل. From the fadl of Allah. Do you know that the person, the dying person, he sees his maq'ad. He sees his place in... You know how does a person, dying person, you know where his status is? From the present, from the angels who are present to take his soul. They come with what? Good smell and hanuf and this and that. Subhanallah. So he knows what? It's looking good, right? But al-iyadu billah, when they come all dark clothing and bad smells, Allah al-afwa al-afiyah. He knows it's not a good, this is a beginning, but man, this is not a good beginning, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afwa al-afiyah. So this is the end, and this is what we believe in, ahl al-sunnah wal-jama'ah. I want to call what? Ourselves, ahl al-sunnah wal-jama'ah. We don't belong to any except to this. You want to call yourself A, you want to call yourself B, you want to call yourself Z, we are? What is it? أهل السنة. أهل السنة. السنة والجماعة ما عليه رسول الله وأصحابه والسلف. Brothers, live on this and die on this, take it from me. We do not hate and get to conflict each other because of a character or a person or someone. Doesn't matter what the status of علم is. As long as the main umbrella is what? لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. So the fitan and all the stuff, brothers, is not, it's not for us. The fitan should be out, not here. Right? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We go to the chapter 24. This is very brief for chapter 24, just to cover up here the recording. قال المؤلف رحمه الله والإيمان بأن الإيمان قول وعمل ونية وإصابة يزيد وينقص يزيد ما شاء الله وينقص حتى لا يبقى منه شيء.
The author said, and to believe that iman is speech, deed, intention, and ifaba, it increases and decreases. It increases as Allah wills and decreases until nothing is left of it.
Before we go to the comment, what do you get from this? Each one of us deal with situation, any situation in this life, based on what? His level of iman. For example, a person might strike a calamity. He will not take it like the person with weak iman. The one with the iman, what he says? إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. This is the iman. الإيمان ينقص حتى لا يبقى منه شيء. Meaning the iman will decrease until nothing is left. بالعياذ بالله. And some, how do you know this? Is every Muslim مؤمن or every مؤمن Muslim? What is it? Every mu'min Muslim. Is every Muslim mu'min?
No.
ولماذا؟ قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم. الأعراب, the Bedouin, they come to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم like they do him a favor. قالت الأعراب آمنا. يا رسول الله آمنا. Then Allah is teaching the Prophet ﷺ, Ya Rasulullah, tell them, you did not believe, but say we are Muslim. Iman, لَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. That means the Iman did not touch your heart. You are only what? Muslim. So now let's make it, before we go to the commentary, as circles. Circles, okay? Do you know when you throw the rock in the water, what happens?
Ripples.
Right? It makes like a small circle, right? And gets bigger, right? How many circles? Get one circle or more than one circle? One circle? Many circles, right? So that's good. That's, I thought I'm thinking something wrong. So many circles. So the one in the middle, right? And let's say there's a three. For example, there's a three circles. Middle, first, middle, and out. Now, what is the first circle here? Ihsan. Where's the Ihsan? The highest level of Iman, which is almost birr. Right? What is the second circle?
Iman.
Ihsan. Iman. What is the third circle? Islam. What is the fourth circle? Space. What's the space? Kufr. Wal'iyadu billah. Kufr. So where, what circle you want to be in if you can? The Ihsan. But Ihsan, whoo, that's a high status level.
That's good.
Takes a lot of effort. A lot of amal, not qawl, amal, ihsan. But let's stick to the iman. Let's stick to the iman. The iman, which is, holds everything in place. Isn't it in the middle? So it's kind of balanced. If you're good, you move to where? Ihsan. You don't want to move to Islam. You want to go down. You want to go up. So that requires work. So let's go to the commentary, inshallah. I just wanted to give you this quick picture here to imagine it. So before we start, what is the first one?
Islam.
No, space. Go with your name starts with Ha, right?
Talha.
Yeah, I know you have a Ha in your name. Talha. Yeah. Talha said space. And which is the right word? Don't say kufr, because here we're not takfiriyin. So they say, Sheikh made kufr, we're not takfiri. You know takfiri means, no, we're not. We say what? Space. Live in space. And you, from your understanding, you know space is what?
Nothing.
Allahu Akbar, that's good enough. Read it, Sheikh. Alhamdulillah.
Linguistically, the word iman means a firm belief that is accompanied by confidence, which is accompanied by confidence, which is not shaken by doubt. As it is said, آمنوا آمنا
آمنا له
آمنا له, which means
صدقه
وما أنت بمؤمن لنا
قول الله عز وجل. Now don't read the Arabic. Like, this is you read as a Quran, so they know that you are reading Quran. وما أنت بمؤمن لنا, and you are not believing to us. What it says?
But you will never believe us.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, you will not believe us. فَآمَنَ لَهُ لُوطٌ.
That's better, huh?
So Lut, عليه السلام, believed in him, Ibrahim. Abraham, message of Islamic monotheism. Meaning, he, Lut, عليه السلام, believed his uncle, Ibrahim, عليه السلام. As for the technical meaning of Iman, it is the belief of the heart, speech with the tongue, and deeds by the limbs. It increases through obedience to Allah and decreases through disobedience to Him. There will be no Iman except by combining all of these things.
Okay, 1 second. So what he said here, they said, Al-Iman, the Iman is when Al-Jawarih apply it. You know Al-Jawarih means all your body limbs act upon it. That means the iman is in its place. What does it mean in all the body parts act upon it? So when someone comes to Isa and said, Ya Isa, Sheikh Ammar, he's saying that you are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all these bad things. So Isa, Habibana, Isa, from his fitra, from his fitra, he will say, may Allah forgive him, and may Allah forgive you. And I don't want to hear this. That means what? Iman is in a place. Now, Iman is not in a place. He said that about you. Oh, yeah? Well, look at him. He did that, and he said that, and oh, and then now Iman is not in a place. Another thing. Somebody, for example, Isa gave a brother money. Okay? And that brother did not pay him between each other. So, Isa go to him. He said, you're supposed to pay me today. Isa, wallahi, I am so tight. Can you please give me some time? Absolutely, ya Shaykh. Inshallah, don't worry. When you have it, inshallah, pay me. Means what? Iman in a place. Iman not in a place. Hey, you promised me, I don't care. You sell your clothes, you sell your car, you sell your house. I need my money. Or otherwise, I'll go to the masjid and tell him, he took my money and I'll make a story out of you and I will. Iman? Not in place. More examples or good enough? Good enough. Read it.
So whoever believes with his heart without believing with his tongue is not a believer, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states concerning the disbelievers, قَدْ نَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. We know indeed the grief which their words cause you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not you that they deny, but it is the verses of the Quran of Allah that the zalimun, polytheists and wrongdoers deny. And he said concerning Fir'aun, قَالَ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا أَنزَلَ هَؤُلَاءِ إِلَّا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Musa alayhi salam said, verily, you know that these signs have been sent down by none but the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states as regards the disbelievers who denied his verses, وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًّا. And they believed them, those ayats.
They belied.
And they belied them, those ayats, wrongfully and arrogantly, though their own selves were convinced thereof. Those ayats are from Allah, and Musa alayhi salam is the messenger of Allah in truth. But they disliked to obey Musa alayhi salam and hated to believe in his message of monotheism. So Iman with the heart alone is not sufficient as claimed by the Murji'ah. It is
Murji'ah.
It is not Iman. Likewise, Iman with the tongue alone is also not sufficient, because this is the Iman of the hypocrites. يَقُولُونَ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. They say with their tongues what is not in their hearts.
Okay. So the Murji'ah believes what? The Iman is what?
Is by the tongue alone.
The tongue. Say it. Iman. Say Iman and the mu'min. Is this an Iman? Iman has to touch where? The heart. Reach here, deep. So from there, you see the reflect to everywhere. You see it in your behavior. You see it in your, with each other you're dealing. SubhanAllah, if the Iman sits in the heart, the Muslim Ummah will be different. But the Muslim Ummah right now, they are suffering the way they're suffering because lack of what? Lack of Iman. And today's khutbah is all about what? We lost our what?
Iman.
Islamic identity. We lost our Islamic identity. And we replaced it by identity of culture or country or a person or such or such or such. Which is wrong. Islam was never like that. The time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their identity is one, compatibility with what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came up with, regardless of names. Ali radiallahu anhu, because of the fitna and he didn't want to cause more bloodshed, he gave the khilafah to whom? To whom? To whom? To Muawiyah. Yes, you. Allahu Akbar. Brothers, you need to increase more knowledge here. This is very simple question. It's like one dummy. What do you call it? Dummy. Whatever you call it. Those books for dummies. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not saying dummies. Astaghfirullah. I know. But very basic knowledge. Ali radiallahu anhu, he gave the khilafah to Muawiyah. And Al-Husayn, he also gave the khilafah because he didn't want a bloodshed. And at the end, what they did what to him? They killed him. Right? So sometimes we have to look at these lessons and learn, right? This is what made them who they are. For us these days, culture dominates the Islamic identity and reflected on us, not only on us, and on our children too, which is totally wrong. Wallahi, ya akhwat. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring this ummah back. So we'll finish here, inshallah. We'll stop here, inshallah. We'll continue tomorrow, inshallah.
Similarly, iman with the heart and speech with the tongue are also not sufficient, as some murji'a claim. This is not sufficient. There must be action of the limbs. The one who believes with his heart and tongue but never observes the salah, nor the fast of salah, nor the fast of Ramadan, and will never perform the obligatory pilgrimage, nor perform any righteous deed, is a disbeliever. If he believes with his tongue, utters it, and believes with his heart, and testifies that none deserves to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Allah's messenger, but abandons righteous deeds without any legal excuse, that does not make him a believer, except if he abandons deeds due to a legal excuse, like the one who is compelled, or the one who forgets, or the ignorant person. So also is the case of one who reverted to Islam and was unable to do any righteous deeds. He reverted to Islam and died on the spot. For such, he will not be asked about deeds because he was unable. Similarly, one who is mentally deranged and does not have the ability to do any righteous deed, however, if he is able to do righteous deed but abandons it entirely, then such a person is not a believer. Some scholars added a fourth issue in their definition of iman, as mentioned by the author, which is following the sunnah. They say, iman is speech, belief, action, and the sunnah. That is, following the sunnah. With this addition, the innovators who do not act on the sunnah, but rather act on invented matters, are excluded.
Stop, inshallah. So they added, with all the bodies come together in iman, they added what? The sunnah part of it. Why the sunnah is part of it? Because as I said always, the best way to understand Quran is to study what? The seerah. The seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It helps you side by side to understand the Quran. So sometimes when you read the ayat, you see incidents like in front of you. Just like that. It cannot be explained differently. You read the ayat and you know the reason why the ayah was revealed, and you are like exactly living the incident, and you see the ayat is revealed to the Prophet by Jibreel alayhi salam to announce it to a sahaba to learn from that incident. This is the sunnah. So in case, if you want to strengthen the iman in our heart, it has to be, what is it? Words, action,
speech.
And sunnah. Right? Mm-hmm. These things come together to do what? Strengthening the iman, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen your iman.
Mm-hmm.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you go from the middle circle to the inside circle.
Mm-hmm.
Which is inside circle, which is what?
Yes.
Ihsan, inshallah. وأن يعلمنا ما ينفعنا وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا وأن يزدنا علما سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وللحديث بقية إن شاء الله we'll continue tomorrow إن شاء الله جزاكم الله خير إن شاء الله